This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And she is in the studio, Kathy McMillan. Nice to see you again, Kathy.
Hey, Rhett. How are you?
Good. And today we're going to hear how her life was transformed by the living Lord, by Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. And were you reared as a Catholic?
Yes, I was born and raised as a Catholic in Knoxville, Tennessee.
In Knoxville, Tennessee.
Right. And I went to parochial schools. My father was lower middle class. And he paid for 7 kids to go to parochial schools.
Really?
For 12 years. And we were never taught the catechism. It was purely evil.
Wow. Never taught the Word of God.
No, never taught the faith. I mean, you know.
Is that crazy? I'm running into more Catholics lately who just say they were never taught the faith.
Yeah, it was just, it's evil is in the church. Satan is in the church and he wants to destroy it.
Well, look,
I was a little boy. Body of Christ on earth.
I was a little boy, maybe between 8 and 12. I went a number of times with my grandmother, my grandma Delancey, Mary Delancey, and she was a devout Catholic, as was her husband, my grandfather, and he passed away pretty young, at 56, of cancer. But anyway, so she frequently took me. But all I remember is hearing the ringing of the bells. And I mean, I didn't hear a thing. Now, of course, I was just a kid, but so you didn't get taught anything about this. So you probably went your own way.
I had a great love and belief in the Holy Eucharist. And I remember at my first communion, I made a vow to always receive the Eucharist like it was my first time. And I had a great faith and belief in the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I had a good nun in the second grade who told me to say 3 Hail Marys every day. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, say 3 Hail Marys a day. And I had the intention to always do that because I love my mother in heaven and I love the Eucharist. But I was I was a nominal Catholic, didn't know my faith, doing whatever I want, totally in mortal sin.
And you say you love your mother in heaven. Do you love Jesus?
Of course.
Yes. Well,
she's the mother of God.
Yeah,
he's the reason I love her.
Well, yeah, because
he's the reason I love her.
No, there's a lot of people out there say, of course, no, Jesus is the only propitiation for our sins. Only he bled for our sins. But I don't want to negate Mary. And I don't want to get into a controversial thing because the week before I got born again, I'm not even Catholic, and I prayed. I said, well, maybe I'm not worthy. I said, Mary, could you introduce me to your son? Now, a week or so later, I got gloriously born again in my living room, calling upon the name of Jesus. But, I never believed in Jesus till I was 29. I thought it was a bunch of hogwash. So you had a perfunctory thing. You went and you sat in the pew. You never were taught the catechism. You even went to parochial school your whole life. You weren't they didn't really talk about Jesus. There weren't any
That's
Bible
not
studies.
True. That's
oh, they
true.
Were. Okay.
The Mass is all about the Scriptures. I mean,
when you went to parochial school, did they have Mass?
Yes, every day I went to Mass.
Oh, you did?
Every
okay.
morning we started the school with Mass.
So you don't feel you were neglected about being taught about Jesus?
It was very nominal. It was very superficial.
That's what I mean.
It was a very superficial understanding of the Scriptures.
Enough that you weren't. Well, you have to put it in your own words, but what happened to you? Because you went off and lived your own life kind of very much astray from what Jesus would have had for you, right?
Oh, yeah, I left home. I was working in the horse industry, the show jumper industry, and I wasn't going to
church. Nothing wrong with that.
Going to Mass.
But you weren't
going to Mass. I was working very hard. My dad was a hard worker, and he raised us all to be very hard workers, and we all were all about making money. And so, I mean, I was not going to Mass. My father would call me, oh, did you go to Mass? I'd be like, no, Dad, I didn't go to Mass. I'm working.
Well, she thought about it, but would you say that money was the God then?
Oh, yeah. Money is the greed is the demon over the entire United States of America.
Yeah. Money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil.
Right. We're live and let live. I'm living high on the hog. I don't care about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not my brother's keeper.
And what the sad thing about that is, when you're living for the Lord truly, you give dignity to others. When I dignify you, I dignify myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I hold the door open for you, even if you're ahead of me in line at the post office, well, guess what? So I'll wait. But guess what? I've dignified myself. Yeah. Even if you don't thank me, I don't need you to thank me.
Give and you shall receive.
It's true. If we honor each other.
Absolutely.
So, I want to talk about you.
No, I was living an amoral life. I was doing whatever I wanted. I just, I didn't have any.
Were you sexually involved freely or?
No.
Did you drink?
No, I was about work.
You were about work.
I was about work.
Okay.
I'm a very hard worker.
Yeah.
I
wasn't running around and cavorting or partying.
No, because I believed in purity, and I believed that, you know, I would get married, and I would have 10 boys, and I would have this great football team, you know, I would only date Catholics. I would, like, there was a Protestant who was interested in me. I was like, no, I don't want any of that. If you don't believe in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, I don't want anything to do with you.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I was devout to the Eucharist.
Yeah.
I mean, I was receiving in a state of mortal sin. I was reaping condemnation onto myself because I was not. And I mean, I didn't go to confession for probably 20 years.
Paul writes in Ephesians, though, that if we can earn our salvation in any way, shape, or form, then Christ died in vain. It says that quote-unquote right in Ephesians. I just read it the other night. He said, because it is the free gift of God. So I have a hard time knowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to please my Father in heaven, and I want to please Jesus. But I have not lived a holy, circumspect life in my life. But I still have found favor with God, and I want to live for him. But Ephesians, it essentially says, you cannot earn it. It is the gift of God.
I understand. Ephesians, but I also agree. So all scripture is interpreted in light of all other scripture.
Okay.
Because God does not contradict himself.
I believe that.
So in John 20, our Lord says,
what?
Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you bind are bound on earth.
What does that mean?
And that means that we're supposed to confess to our priest. Jesus was talking to his priest. And the only way that St. John could know my confession is if I knelt down and went to confession to him and told him my sins. Once I told him my sins, he could choose whether to bind them or to release me from them and forgive them.
Didn't you say something about, I give you power to forgive sins?
Yeah.
Didn't he say that to his disciples? So does that mean you have the power to forgive me?
No, I'm not a priest. I have a simple priesthood. I don't have an ordained, consecrated hand priesthood. There's a difference between the priesthood of John and the priesthood of me. I'm a girl. There were no women at the Last Supper. Not even the Mother of God was not at the Last Supper. It was all men.
I have a different
role from men. Men and women have different roles.
Yes.
We're equivalent. We're not equal. It's ridiculous for me to say that I am just as strong as a man. That's absurd. There's no truth in that.
Hmm.
We're equivalent. We each have our own dignity. God made us to complement each other. When St. Paul says that woman is under the submission of man, submission means under the mission of. So we're supposed to be the counselors to men.
They are. That's right, because the Bible says he is a fool who does not confer with his wife.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're supposed to...
When I've had a breakup with a young lady when I was younger, I always remember what I missed the most was that I felt like I was a blind guy walking out without my, my seeing eyes, because women can say, don't do business with that guy.
Yeah, man is reason, woman is intuition.
Yeah.
So we complement each other.
When I traveled and I used to sing in churches and stuff, I'd always say, like when I went to regular churches, not Catholic churches, but regular churches, and I would say, after a couple of days, what does your wife think of me to the pastor? Because I knew if the wife was okay with me, I'm okay. But if they ever said, I got to check in my spirit about that guy, I'd have to go off and pray and go, something's wrong here. Because I don't know that I can recall one time in my life. Maybe I would choose not to remember, though, when a woman said, don't do this, I've got to... Look at Pontius Pilate.
Oh, his wife. Claudius. Claudia.
Yeah, she said, Claudia. I had a dream. Stay away from this guy.
Yeah, stay away from that holy man.
So I just want to know this, and we'll take a pause to complete our afternoon show, but for our morning show, we're going to end in just a few seconds here. So if you were to say to somebody out there listening who needs to maybe repent and come home, is there a certain prayer or a certain attitude that they should have?
Well, we have to humble ourselves. I mean, we're an evil generation, and no one's talking about it. I mean, the baby boomers are an evil generation. We're charged with faithfully transmitting what we receive, and we haven't done it.
men are supposed to be the priests of the household, right?
Yeah, everyone's...
Not the breadwinner's number one.
Everyone's narcissistic and hedonistic. It's all, oh, have fun, woohoo. Well...
Hey, even on Memorial Day,
we're helping,
have fun on Memorial Day!
We're helping each other into hell. We're not helping each other into heaven. We're all living evil, self-loving lifestyles, and no one's talking about
it. Okay, so we've been talking with Kathy McMillan, and she's a dedicated Catholic. We're going to take a little pause here for our morning show. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day, if you want it to be.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida, invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Good afternoon, and God bless you. And I thank the entire 89.9 radio station. Thank you for being such a blessing to me and my husband and our entire family every day, 24 hours a day. God bless you all for being such an inspiration in our life. Thank you. Bye-bye. Ooh.
About